Aloha, Dreamer, and welcome to the Dream Work Podcast. This is a special place I created for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to bridge the gap between ancient wisdom and modern spirituality. Each week, I'll bring you episodes on spirituality, manifestation, personal development, entrepreneurship, and dream work. If you're new to me, my name is Nadia. I'm a soulfulpreneur, founder of the Academy of Dreamwork, and spiritual guide to help you along your journey. If you're ready to start dreaming bigger in your life and in your work, if you feel a calling to connect to your soul purpose, then you've come to the right place. Aloha, Dreamer. Today, I want to share something with you that I've honestly been wanting to talk about publicly for the last 6 months, but I decided to hold off because I really wanted to tune into my thoughts about it, my experience with it, and just really kind of take it step by step before I kind of share sort of the things that were coming through for me. So as you can tell by the title of this video, we're going to be talking about what it means to be sober curious during your spiritual awakening. And if you're not following me on Instagram, you might not know, but I am also pregnant. I am 7 months pregnant at the time of recording this episode. And so, like I said, I really wanted to kind of just tune into how I was feeling about this whole journey of really cutting out alcohol out of my life and how I felt about that, because I feel like there's a lot of conversation right now happening around it. And it's very personal. You know, I think we're all experiencing it at different levels. And for me, as someone who is very connected to what my soul is calling me to do, and I've been on this spiritual awakening journey for several years now, I definitely feel like I'm going through this next phase of my spiritual awakening. And it's interesting now that this is coming through for me. And so I just want to talk about it and share what's coming through for me, give you some insights and support for those of you who are also on this journey, who you are feeling sober curious during your spiritual awakening as well. But before we get into it, I just want to share for those of you who, again, are not following me on Instagram, which I would have you check out the show notes so you can follow along because I share more updates there. I am currently getting ready to open up the doors for a new program that came through that's unlike anything else I've ever created before. And it's called Channel Your Empress Energy. And it's for those of you who are spiritual entrepreneurs, life coaches, soul business coaches, your course creators, you are creating podcasts, writing books, and you already have started your business, but you don't really feel like you are stepping up into the leader you're feeling called to be. You don't feel like maybe your message is really landing. You don't really feel like your offers are really potent enough, or you're not really getting the response that you would like. I created this program. It's 4 workshops. I call them 4 wealthy workshops. We're really going to dive into strengthening your divine feminine leader, looking at the ways that maybe you are struggling with your creative flow, or maybe kind of stuck in the dreamy ideas but not actually taking action. Aligning that with what I call your divine masculine leader, which a lot of us as female entrepreneurs are pushing to the side, really looking at some of the strategies and the actions and the bold moves you can make within your soul business that maybe you're not really looking at right now because you're so much in the feminine flow. We're going to look at how you can share your message in a powerful way, really activate the offers that you already have. So this is for those of you who are already business owners. This is something new that I'm creating. Usually I do work with people who are new to business, but this is for those of you who have already started. It can be a side hustle, but like I said, you're looking to elevate it. And this for me came through so powerfully, and it feels like next level manifestation vibes. It feels like activating. It just feels really powerful. And again, because I am pregnant, I feel like it's coming through now in divine timing because it's supposed to. And so I would invite you to sign up and enroll while I teach it live. There is a VIP one-on-one upgrade available. I'll have everything linked down below so you can check it out. At the time of this episode, we're going to be starting tomorrow if you're listening to this in August. But if it's in the future and you come across this, still check out the links below, because there probably will be a self-study option. But I would highly encourage you to get in live. With that being said, I want to dive into today's topic, which is all about what do you do? How do you navigate going through your spiritual awakening while also being sober curious? And I am going to take this from more of a personal story time angle, because I feel like that's going to be the best way to help really share my story and share some of the tips and give you some support for those of you who are going through this as well. Just some of the things that I've learned and uncovered going through this process. I think a lot of us are starting to wake up to our connection, our relationship with alcohol. And it can be really challenging in the beginning. I feel like similar to your spiritual awakening, I feel like a lot of us are awakening where people around us don't really understand. They don't really resonate with what we're going through. And it's the same thing, I feel like, when you are starting to become sober curious. It's like no one really understands or resonates. And so if that is you, I hope that my story helps to make you feel not so alone and to kind of give you some, like I said, some tips and some support. I'm going to share that kind of towards the end and maybe a little bit as I go through the story of how I started this journey of being sober curious. Like I said, I am pregnant, but there were some other things that were leading up to it. And so I want to take you back to the end of the year, 2022. My husband and I and my daughter all went to New Mexico for Christmas, for the holidays. And we were gone for about a month. And we usually like to go to the mainland, as we call it. You know, living in Hawaii, we call it the mainland. We usually like to go for about a month or so when we go, because it's so far. We want to spend quality time. And we hadn't really gone too much since 2020 with everything that happened. And so we wanted to go and really spend a lot of time. We hadn't done Christmas with my husband's side of the family since 2016. And so it was a really joyous time. We were really excited to go. It was really fun. We definitely indulged when it came to food and alcohol and just having fun and socializing and going to parties and gatherings and things of that nature. It was the holidays. It was really fun. And something that I think that I was kind of hadn't realized as much is that here in Hawaii, where I live on the island of Maui, we are pretty limited when it comes to alcohol. You know, we don't have a lot of breweries here. We don't have a lot of wineries. Our selection at the alcohol store or the liquor store is pretty limited. And I almost forgot how many different types of alcohol there were. And when we went to the mainland, to New Mexico, and we were, you know, partaking in all these different wineries and breweries, it was almost like, wow, there's so much out there that you're not even really aware of. And it depends on where you live. Some of you listening might also live on the mainland, so you're kind of like, well, yeah, you know, you're used to seeing a lot of alcohol everywhere. But I had almost forgotten how many different types of wine and how many different types of beer, and it was a little overwhelming how much there's access to. You know, it's everywhere. Every restaurant we went to, there was, like I said, there was breweries and wineries everywhere, and we definitely did indulge. We went to the wineries, we went to the breweries, and we had a wonderful time. You know, it was a great time. It was a great time with family. Everything went well. Nothing like major or anything bad happened. It was just when we got back to Maui, the beginning of January, I felt differently than I ever had before after indulging in alcohol in that way. Because usually in my normal life, my everyday life, you know, I would have a glass of wine here and there with dinner. I would drink beer with friends more like a social gathering. Sometimes we'd have like fun cocktails. We went out to like a nice dinner or things like that. But I never really drank heavily all the time, you know, and I felt like we drank pretty heavily the whole time we were there for the entire month. I feel like we drank a lot more than I usually do. And so when we got back to Maui, I just felt so heavy and I felt so lethargic. And I just didn't feel good. I didn't feel like my best self. And I know dry January is a really big thing where a lot of people give up alcohol for January because of the holidays. I typically never do that because my birthday is the beginning of February, and then there's also Valentine's Day. So I've always been the kind of the mindset of, I'm going to keep celebrating, keep the holidays going throughout January until it's my birthday, because it's, for me, it's like, that's when the holidays are over. But this time around was the first time, and I know that I'm in my late 30s. I've been drinking alcohol since high school, and I never really looked at or really questioned my relationship with alcohol ever, which is really surprising for me to say. And this might be something that you're dealing with as well. Maybe you're a little bit older in life. Maybe you already have a family and kids, and you're realizing you never really looked at your relationship with alcohol. And I never had. And I've been drinking, like, I think it was sophomore year, junior year, I think I had already started drinking. It's like, I can't even remember like the first drink that I had, but I definitely know it was in high school. I want to say it was sophomore year. And until my late 30s, never really looked at it. And I think the biggest thing about it was the fact that I always felt like, well, I just have a glass of wine here and there. I just drink socially. It's not really that big of a deal. It's not this huge part of my life, but it has been a consistent part of my life. It has definitely been habitual. And I think a big part of it is social. Like, drinking socially is definitely the biggest part, I would say, of my drinking. And so here we are in January. I've never considered doing dry January before, ever. And I really started to feel like I don't even want to keep this party going throughout the month of January. I just want to, like, detox and get this alcohol out of my system. And I just want to, you know, feel light again. And I've talked about this before, but one of the things I noticed from when I lived on the mainland and I moved back to Maui was I definitely started eating a lot lighter. Like, we eat a lot of salads, and, you know, I pretty much drink smoothies every day. And while I was still drinking alcohol, it was always like mojitos or things that were kind of light, like white wine. You know, I didn't really drink anything that was heavy. But being on the mainland, especially during winter, we were drinking a little bit more red wine and heavier drinks. And I just felt so heavy. And like I said, lethargic. I didn't have the energy to do anything. And it wasn't a good feeling. And so it was the first time where I wasn't even looking at taking a break, but I was looking at alcohol as, do I even want to drink alcohol anymore? And like I said, I never asked these questions before, ever. And you might be kind of new to this as well, where you're starting to ask these questions. You're starting to wonder, you know, is alcohol something that I even need to have a part of my life? And so that's where I was at in January. And what was really interesting about that is I didn't know about the term sober curious in January. Like, I was not connected to this whole awareness that's been happening. And as soon as I started thinking about this and asking these questions, the universe definitely steps in there. You know, the universe is definitely there listening and there to support you on these different things that are coming into your realization. Because as soon as I started questioning my relationship with alcohol, I started seeing all these things about sober curious. And I remember thinking, like, what is sober curious? Like, I don't even know what this is. I hadn't heard the term before. And I just started coming up. I just started seeing all these people. I remember there was an article about this girl. I think she was in her 20s. She's like fairly young. And she had started this bar in New York where it was a bar for sober curious, where there's no alcohol at this bar. And I thought, wow, this is a thing, you know? And then I started seeing a lot of people on social media, podcasts were coming up of people talking about being sober curious. And I realized, okay, this is what I'm going through. But the other thing about it was, not only was I sober curious, but I felt like my spiritual awakening was going through this other level, because I was really working on and have been working on strengthening, and still am strengthening, a lot of my spiritual gifts. I am claircognizant. I am highly intuitive, and I'm very visual, especially when I do a lot of my meditations. And I felt like there was something kind of blocking me in a way, or kind of getting in the way for me really strengthening a lot of my spiritual gifts. And I started to really question, is this alcohol? Is alcohol, like, getting in the way of this? And so, like I said, this was January where I was starting to have this question. I remember thinking, you know, for my birthday, I don't want to drink alcohol. I kind of want to experiment with mocktails and maybe get some non-alcoholic wine and just kind of like, I hadn't made any kind of like declaration of I'm never drinking again. I was still just kind of in the question curiosity phase, which I'm assuming if you clicked on this, you are maybe in that phase as well. We're just kind of questioning it and you're just kind of looking at your relationship. And so that's where I was in January. And so then we come into February, my birthday, and I do end up, because of social interactions, I do end up having a couple drinks on my birthday. One of my really good friends took me out to lunch and we had a couple cocktails, and I started to just pay attention to that. Like, I had made this sort of disagreement with myself in a sense that I wasn't going to drink on my birthday. But then socially, it was like, well, I got invited to go to lunch and we're going to have a couple cocktails. And so I ended up drinking anyway. And so I just, like I said, I was having this awareness of, okay, a lot of my drinking is coming from external. And if you listen to a lot of my episodes, I talk a lot about internal, like internally, what do you want to do? Internally, how do you feel about this? Internally, what is your soul calling you to do? And I started to notice that when it came to alcohol, a lot of it was external. It was social. It was based on what other people around me were doing, not what I really, really felt called to do. And so I had a couple drinks with lunch for my birthday. And then I ended up having a glass of wine around Valentine's Day. And right around this time, I ended up finding out that I was pregnant. And, you know, the thing about pregnancy is, of course, the first thing we want to do is cut out everything that is could be potentially harmful. So I immediately, of course, was not going to drink alcohol. I wasn't going to drink caffeine. I was really looking at my diet and the things that I was eating. But in hindsight, it's almost like, why wasn't I doing all this before? You know alcohol is not good. We all know that alcohol is not good for our system. We know that it is toxic. It is a chemical. But we drink it anyway. We consume it anyway. And I realized that I should have been just doing this the whole time. You know, why have I even been drinking alcohol this whole time? So again, I'm still having these questions. I'm still in this kind of sober, curious, curiosity phase, but really even more so questioning, like, do I even want to drink alcohol ever again? And I 100% believe in signs. I believe in signs from the universe. I believe that things happen in divine timing. And I was having this realization as I found out I was pregnant, that, you know, I don't know if I even want to drink anymore ever again. So that happened. I found I was pregnant, 100% wasn't going to drink alcohol, but even questioned, do I want to drink alcohol again in the future? The next day, we found out that a family member had a pretty serious health concern because of alcohol mostly. It was diet as well, but mostly alcohol. And I just saw that as another sign. And then the following day, I'm not going to go into a lot of details about this because it happened to someone else, even though it did impact me. But there was an incident that happened on the next day that had to do with alcohol that impacted me. But, you know, it was fine. Nothing bad happened. It was just, it involved alcohol. And it was these three back-to-back things. It was like, I found I was pregnant. There was a health concern with a family member. And then there was this incident involving alcohol. And to me, that was just a clear sign that it was time for me to cut out alcohol in my life. And yes, I am pregnant, so of course I'm not going to drink. But the thing about it, and this is why I wanted to wait to talk about this, the thing about it is I was asking these questions and really going down this path before I found out I was pregnant. And so I do feel like I want to take this, you know, step by step and day by day and just kind of go through the process before I make this real clear, like, I am never, ever drinking alcohol ever again. But that is really honestly where I'm leaning towards, because one of the things that now that I look back is really upsetting to me is when I had my first daughter. So I have a 9-year-old daughter. I'm going to have a pretty significant age gap between my younger daughter and my next baby, who is also a girl. But with my first daughter, I stopped drinking, but I never felt like I wasn't going to stop drinking forever. It was always like, well, I'm going to stop while I'm pregnant, of course, but I'm going to start drinking again. And I was trying to think back, like, when did I start drinking again after I had my daughter? Because I definitely used to pump and dump, which for those of you who maybe are not moms, you might not know the term, but essentially what it is, it's like you have a glass of wine and you're breastfeeding, so you don't want your milk to be contaminated with alcohol, and so you pump and you throw it away. You don't, obviously don't feed it to your child, and you wait to fill up again before you breastfeed your child. And so I used to do that with my daughter. When I would have a glass of wine with dinner or champagne or whatever, I would pump and dump. And now that I look back on that, I almost cringe that I used to do that. And there is just no way I feel like I can do that again this time. Like, it just feels so, like, why would I take my breast milk and just throw it away like that, you know? And I want to stop here and just say, this is no judgment for other moms who are listening, who maybe are doing this right now or have done this in the past. This is no judgment, because I was there as well. And I didn't think that there was anything wrong with it. I thought, oh, I'm pumping and dumping, it's not a big deal. But now I look back and I realize that it actually was not really healthy for me. It was wasteful for the breast milk that I was creating. But also, alcohol stays in our system. I'm not exactly sure how long, but it stays in our system a lot longer than I think we realize. And I don't even know. I mean, if you pump and dump, that next fill up that you have, you probably have to pump and dump that too. I don't know how many you actually have to release and throw away for it to actually not have any alcohol in your system, because it does stay in your system. And that's something that I was really disconnected from, because I feel like as moms, and kind of touching on the wine culture a little bit with moms, we are just like, that's, it's normalized to pump and dump. It's like, oh, you're pumping and dumping and that's fine. And I just don't see that as fine. And so for me, I'm definitely not going to drink throughout my pregnancy, but I'm also going to breastfeed my daughter, this next baby. And I don't know how long that breastfeeding journey is going to be. It might be a year. It might be a year and a half. With my first daughter, I think I was about 18 months I breastfed. And I definitely know that I do not want to pump and dump while I'm breastfeeding. So I've already made the decision that I'm not going to be drinking alcohol for the next couple of years because of that. But also because I don't like the way the alcohol makes me feel. I don't feel like it's beneficial to me, like I touched on earlier, tapping into my intuitive gifts and really strengthening my spiritual gifts. And that's something that I'm really focused on. And the other thing about it is I'm going to be 40 next year. And the idea of not drinking throughout my entire 40s sounds really beautiful to me. Because the fact that I've been drinking since I was in high school up until now, and it's just been this constant in my life, I love the idea of not drinking for the next 10 years. And like I said previously, I want to give myself grace with this, and I want to keep continuing to check in with myself. And I would encourage you, if you're on this path as well, to not put so much pressure on yourself to just say, I'm never ever drinking again, but to really look at kind of these phases that you're going through in your life, and do you want to include alcohol in there? And when I think about the next 10 years, like, that feels like such a beautiful kind of weight lifted off my shoulder to not have alcohol a part of my life for my whole entire 40s. Like, I just, that idea really lights me up, which is how I know it's something that's for me. And, you know, when it comes to alcohol and socially, I think a lot of us feel a lot of pressure to drink because of the people around us. And we really have to start connecting back to ourselves. Do we really feel called to do this? Or are we just doing it because it's out of habit or because it's social? And with my pregnancy, it's been really interesting because a lot of people, some friends and family that I've talked to about this, they kind of immediately, you know, shun it away, like, oh, well, you're just pregnant. So once you're not pregnant anymore, you know, you can drink again. And like I said, I do want to take it step by step and really kind of look at these different phases as I'm going through this journey of being pregnant and then breastfeeding. But I really do not feel like I'm going to want to continue to drink even after I'm not pregnant anymore, even after I'm done breastfeeding. I just do not feel like my relationship with alcohol is positive. And, you know, one of the things about alcohol that is really interesting and I've really been thinking about is it is so ingrained in our society. And I don't know if a lot of us realize how ingrained it is, but we are really conditioned to drink alcohol when we're happy. You know, we drink it at our weddings, we drink it on New Year's, we drink it at, you know, birthday parties, celebrations. We're encouraged to drink alcohol when we're not doing well, when we had a rough day at work, when we're stressed out, we're encouraged to drink it to take the edge off. And then we're encouraged to drink it on just kind of like a everyday regular, you know, Tuesday. Have a glass of wine just because you want to have a glass of wine, just because, you know. And I really look at alcohol, like I look at a lot of things, from a positive place, from a negative place, and from a neutral place. And for me, you know, the positive side is it really is something that I think brings people together. It's a way that we can celebrate together. It's a way that we can, we do under sad times, it brings us together to help us feel like we are all kind of releasing together. And then it's like a neutral thing. You can have a beer with someone or a glass of wine on just like an everyday Tuesday. And I think that that's what we're all looking for within our relationship with alcohol. It's like, it's more the community and the camaraderie and just having something in common with people. And when you step outside of this and decide that you're not going to drink anymore, it's almost like you're separating yourself from the pack and you don't have things in common with people anymore because alcohol maybe was your foundation. And that's something really, really important to look at. If your relationship with people around you, friends, family, your significant other is based around alcohol, that's something that we really need to be aware of. And especially if you're someone who is on a spiritual path and you're already feeling kind of disconnected from people anyway, because you're having this awakening, it can feel kind of scary to cut this out and to feel like you have one less thing in common with people. But it's still something that I think is important for us to make a decision and a choice on based on internally what is our internal guidance telling us to do. And I'm telling you, for me right now, my internal guidance is telling me that regardless of the social aspects of it, regardless of the fact that, you know, I am pregnant and there's kind of this belief and understanding that, oh, well, when she's not pregnant, she's going to drink again. Regardless of any of that, I still have to look at my internal guidance of how do I feel about this. And right now, I do not feel like my relationship with alcohol is something that I need to strengthen anymore. I feel like it's something that I need to table and put away, you know, and maybe look at it again in the future, revisit my relationship with it in the future. But right now, I don't feel like it's something that I need in my life. And this is something that I would love to keep talking about maybe every year, as long as I do this podcast, you know, kind of doing an update on my relationship with alcohol and where I'm at with it, because I am interested to see for myself too, how I am going to feel once, you know, I'm not pregnant anymore. And once I'm not breastfeeding anymore, and really look at, you know, how has it changed? How has it evolved? Because right now where I'm sitting, it really feels like I'm not going to be picking it up again. Like, I just don't really see the benefit for myself of why I would want to continue to drink alcohol. And all the things that I really loved about alcohol, I really want to touch on this too, because, you know, when I started drinking alcohol in high school, it was 100% social. It was because that's what everyone was doing. We were going to parties and you're in high school and it was new. Obviously, we never drank before, and so we wanted to try it out. And then when I got to college, I ended up working at a fine dining restaurant. It was like a French Italian restaurant. And so we were really taught to pair wine with foods and, you know, drink red wines with rich marinara pastas and white wines with, you know, a cream sauce and all of these things. And so it was very romanticized. And I think alcohol is very romanticized in our culture. And I fell in love with wine and drinking different wines and pairing them with my food. And that's when I met my husband. And so my husband and I really did have this beautiful bond and relationship between food and wine. And, you know, going to these wineries and going to restaurants, nice restaurants on dates, and having these really beautiful bottle of wine with our food. And I love that part of alcohol. But that is only one aspect of alcohol. Alcohol is also a depressant. It's also something that really, it doesn't uplift you. It really brings you down. It's not something that's supposed to elevate you. It's something that's supposed to do the opposite. And I feel like there's other ways that we can find to connect with each other socially and with our partners that don't have to involve alcohol. And that's the journey that I've been on the last 6 months of, you know, there's other things that we can enjoy together with our friends, with our family, with our significant others that don't involve alcohol. And for me, what this has looked like has been experiences. Has been, you know, my daughter got really into snorkeling this summer. And so snorkeling and going on beach walks and just experiencing food with, you know, having mocktails. Like we went out to dinner the other night and I had a mojito and I love mojitos so much. I had never had one without alcohol and they're actually just as good. I thought it was delicious. And so there's a lot of really, you know, yummy drinks that you can make without alcohol that are still really good. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying drinking different things that don't have alcohol in them and still finding that I love them just as much as I did when they had alcohol in it. And the thing about it that's even better is that I don't feel horrible after, you know? Hangovers as you get older are not fun. And I remember a couple days, you know, even just having like a glass or two of wine with dinner, really feeling it the next day and really feeling like I was almost like wasting my whole day or like having to push myself through my whole day just because I had a couple glasses of wine the night before with dinner and I just am not interested in doing that anymore. And something else, more of a personal note, my daughter never liked the fact that my husband and I drank. And again, we never even drank that much. It was just a glass of wine here or there with dinner or like if we went out socially, but it always bothered her and she always made comments about it. And I just think about the fact that I'm getting ready to have another child. And again, when I talked about, you know, not drinking through my whole 40s, I actually really love the idea of not drinking in front of my daughter. And, you know, this next baby from, you know, 40 until 50, she's going to be going through her toddler stage, her elementary school age, and then getting into middle school. And you know, not seeing me drink at all, I love that. And then with my daughter who's 9, you know, as she goes through this journey with me from my 40s into my 50s, she's going through her preteen years and her high school years and into college. And again, the idea of not drinking around her during this time, because as we all know, our high school years are, there's a lot going on there. And I honestly want to be as present and as healthy as well as I can be for her as she's going through this transition in her life. And again, not having alcohol be a part of that or be a part of my life, I feel like I can be such this, in a sense, role model for her. And I know, you know, with high school kids, there can be a lot of things that come up with parents and high school age kids. And, you know, we're going to see how we navigate this whole journey together. But I just really love the idea of not having alcohol be part of that. And then with my health, which I just touched on, I want to be as healthy as I can, especially because I have a baby now who is going to be 10 when I'm 50 and another daughter who's going to be, you know, 19 when I'm 50. I want to be as healthy as possible. And there's not a lot of health benefits to drinking alcohol, if any. I think they've really tried to market it as, you know, having a glass of red wine is really good for you and good for your health and all these things. And I just don't think that I believe that anymore. I used to subscribe to that thinking, oh, red wine is actually good for your health. It's good for your heart. But I actually don't really believe that anymore. And there's a lot of studies that have come out to show, you know, a lot of negative links. I'm not going to go into details because obviously I'm not a healthcare professional. I don't know all the facts and everything, but from my own personal, what I've been able to gather and research, I do not feel like alcohol is healthy in any way. And again, it's being marketed and conditioned in a way where we think that it is. And when you really start to step away and kind of see alcohol as a separate thing and not as something that's part of your life anymore, you will see how much it is so ingrained in our media and our culture. Like now that I watch movies and TV, I see how much alcohol is just constantly being presented to us in a way that is just so normalized. And I just don't think that it's normal for us to drink alcohol the way that we do as a society. I think that it's become way too much. And I think if we did it in a little bit more of a moderate, way, maybe it wouldn't be as such this big deal. But I think the majority of us, even if we don't feel like we're heavy drinkers, I feel like we're not really moderating. We're not really drinking in moderation. You know, I think drinking a glass of wine every other night and having it be this consistent thing where it's like you're not taking weeks or months away from it, it's not really moderation, you know? And I really had to look at that with myself, where I've never taken these big chunks or breaks from alcohol ever, you know, because I always felt like, well, I don't really drink that much, so I don't really have to take a break. And so again, going back to not drinking throughout my whole 40s, that just feels amazing to me. And I'm really looking forward to, like I said, going through this chapter of pregnancy, not drinking, going through this chapter of breastfeeding without drinking, and then just really seeing where I'm going to be at the end of this, because I don't feel like I'm going to want to drink again. And like I said, I do want to do another episode this around this time next year to kind of check back in on where I am and see how I still feel about it, and see how just what things are coming up for me while I've made these changes, and how it's impacting me socially and how it's helping my spiritual gifts, because that's another thing. And I know I've said this a couple times, but I really do think that it's going to help me elevate my spiritual awakening and my spiritual gifts even more. And so I hope that sharing this with you is helpful for those of you who are also sober curious right now, and you're kind of navigating, how do I make this work? Or, you know, you're struggling with it because of social settings, and maybe you're struggling with it because you are going through this awakening journey and you're seeing how it's impacting you and your spiritual gifts. It is okay to do things that are not the norm, you know, because the thing about it for me is I'm making the shift of saying alcohol has been so normal for me for so long, but I'm seeing it as not normal anymore. And you might be seeing it that way as well, that it's just not normal. Like, just because everyone's doing it and it's a social thing doesn't make it normal. And so I hope that you feel less alone in this journey, that you feel like you can really stand up in your power and make the decision that's right for you when it comes to alcohol, and not do something because you feel like you have to socially, or you feel like you have to because you feel alone in your awakening journey. And this is one less thing. This is something that's like almost going to remove you even more from what everyone else is doing. But again, it has to go back to internal. It has to go back to, how do you really actually feel about this? Is this making you feel good? Is it lifting you up? Is it elevating you? Is it strengthening you? Or is it weighing you down? Is it making you feel heavy? Is it making you question yourself? Are there times, I mean, I know there's definitely times for me where I've drank alcohol and I've done things that are embarrassing, that I think, oh, I would have never done that if I was drinking alcohol. And you know, you can't go back and change it now, but you can change your actions and your habits within the future. And so that's what I'm really focused on for me. And like I said, I hope that me sharing this story with you is motivation for you to stand in your power when it comes to how you feel about this relationship. And really, it's really about awareness. I don't feel like you have to make this whole big declaration of I'm never drinking again, or I'm not going to drink for the next decade, which is where I'm leaning towards. I think we can take it step by step and day by day. And that's really what I'm doing. And I would invite you to do the same. It's just keep paying attention to it. Keep seeing how it's benefiting you with having it not in your life. Look at, you know, situations where you feel really in your challenge when it comes to alcohol, or you feel pressured to drink because of other people, and just keep bringing it back to yourself. Keep bringing it back to, how do you feel? And even if you're sober curious and you end up having a drink, you know, release the judgment about it. Don't make yourself feel bad about it because you don't want to drink and you're maybe having a drink here or there. I really want you to focus on, okay, what did I learn from this? What can I do differently next time? And I maybe should have said this in the beginning, but I just want to stress that this is for those of us who are drinking socially and it's kind of a habit. It's not for those of us who feel like they have a really bad relationship where we're drinking heavily every single day. I feel like that's another level of drinking alcohol. I'm more talking about it from a more, you know, we drink a couple times a week, we drink a glass of wine or two here or there. It's social. It's not for those of us who feel like we can't function without alcohol. I think that if that is you, then that is another level that you need to deal with, where we need to get some kind of stronger support there with that. And so I might actually add a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode for those of you who feel like you have to drink and you can't just not get away from it. This is for those of us who I feel like are drinking here and there socially, like it's been a consistent, but we've never really looked at that relationship. I think it's important to look at that relationship to really question, you know, is this helping you with your spiritual gifts, with your soul work, with the things that you want to share, your message? Is this really helping you or is it hindering you? So just some important questions to ask yourself. And I would love to hear from you about this episode. Let me know if you're currently sober curious, if you're looking at really distancing yourself from your habits around alcohol and you're feeling alone in it and you're feeling like you just don't have anyone else to support you. I would love to hear from you and support you on this journey, because this is a journey that I'm on as well, of just really not drinking and having it be something that I look at from a new perspective. I really see alcohol at a completely new perspective than I ever have before. And once you kind of open yourself up to this and you look at it from a different perspective, it's very challenging to go back. Like, I just don't know. I can't see myself going back to how I was before with alcohol, because I just see it so differently than I did before. And so you might be relating to this as well, and I'd love to hear from you. And with that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Share it with a friend or a family member who is also sober curious that maybe can connect and relate to this story. And I will chat with you in my next episode. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Work Podcast. I truly hope you found this episode insightful and helpful along your spiritual journey. Be sure to share this with another spiritual entrepreneur that could benefit from this message. And let's connect on social media. I'll have everything linked in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. I'll chat with you next time.